listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue along. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio. And now let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Talking about Major League Baseball, a lot of the sticky stuff in the news and what Major League Baseball is going to do about that. Chelsea Janz joins us, Washington Post, to talk all of things Major League Baseball. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Thank you, Chelsea. Thank you for joining us. So let's get to the spider tack. What exactly is it, and how quickly did it emerge in the Major League Baseball conversation?
You know, it was made, as I understand it, for sort of extreme lifting sports, you know, things like hurling rocks and things like that, just kind of the stickiest thing that the founder could find. I know there's a piece in The Athletic where someone talked to him, if anyone's interested, but you know, I think it emerged recently. I think it's sort of something that's been on the periphery, and people who've thought about, you know, what pitchers they're using had probably heard of it. But I think really in the last few months or so is when we've started to hear about it as something, as one of the many substances, I think, that pitchers are trying to use or mix with other things to get better grip on the ball and in many cases, you know, get much more substantial movement.
Where we've seen this conversation start of getting really heated is once the Major League Baseball found out they had these four minor league players and banned them, and then it started to trickle up, like, well, what does this mean for Major League Baseball? Why has Major League Baseball been stronger on this in something that has kind of been allowed in the past without any real sort of enforcement?
No, it's a great question. I think really, you know, one of the things that has pushed it, in my opinion, is sort of the emergence of Trevor Bauer as, you know, the highest paid pitcher in history. I mean, a few years ago, before he was, you know, qualified to get that kind of money, he was saying, like, I think the Astros use this stuff. I think that they're turning minor league pitchers out of their little machine with these amazing spin rates, and I think that they're using something to help them do that. And he sort of implied that this is what it was, that it was a substance of some kind on the ball. And he pointed that out, and no one really listened. And I think, you know, from his perspective and my understanding, and he hasn't denied using it, is that he said, you know what, fine, if this is not something we're going to enforce, I'm going to start using it. And we've seen how good he's been in recent years. So, and he's now said the same thing. He said, you know, you can do whatever you want, but I'm going to follow the rules as you enforce them. And I think Major League Baseball has noticed that people pick up on these things. As soon as one person gets an edge, it proliferates throughout the game. It has proliferated. They took the first 2 months of the season to sort of study and see how bad it was. And I think pretty quickly realized, oh, wow, everybody's doing this. This is a big thing. And so I think they just think that instead of just using this stuff to get a grip, you're now seeing pitchers figure out how to help it optimize their performance in a way that gives them an unfair advantage. And that's why MLB is saying, let's step in. I also don't think it's a coincidence that they're doing it in a year where offense is really low. It's something that they can point to the players and say, stop doing that. And, you know, this is your fault that offense is low. And I think that that's part of it too. They feel like it's something they can clean up that might help hitters right away. So I think there's a lot of things that came together to make this the time where they're trying to crack down, and we'll see how it goes.
In terms of the sort of relationship between batter and pitcher, it's kind of been known that pitchers will use a little bit of stuff to get a grip, and batters are like, it's good because I don't want that thing flying at my head if you lose control in a wet night or a humid night, so I'll give you a little bit as long as I feel a little safer. Is there a happy medium? Can Major League Baseball sort of live with a little bit of both, where the pitchers, it's okay if they get a little bit of grip, maybe on something that's maybe a little bit illegal, but the sticky stuff that really drives the spin rates is out of bounds? Or does it have to be all or nothing?
I think it can definitely be somewhere in the middle. And I think that, you know, any rule change is going to require approval of the players union. And as far as I understood earlier this week, they haven't sent anything to the players union saying, here's how we're going to enforce this. So they're not quite there yet. But I think in order to get that approval, for the exact reason that you just said, you're not going to get hitters signing off on this if they don't feel like they're safe, especially at a time when velocity is more prioritized than ever, when getting promoted to the major leagues means you can throw 100, not that you necessarily know where it's going. So I think that it's a really fair point. And I think that, you know, what Bauer and others have said is, look, you know, we're no longer using this for grip. You know, I mean, he obviously hasn't said that explicitly, sort of incriminating himself, but sort of said, you can do this to get a lot better than you actually are. And I think that that's the stuff they're going to have to crack down on, that kind of spider tech, you know, really next level stuff. And I think a lot of people want them to, you know, let pitchers use rosin, let them use a little bit of pine tar, you know, let them, you know, use sunscreen or sweater, whatever they need to sort of feel like they have a good handle on the ball. Because we've seen, you know, multiple people get hit in the face this year, and it's terrifying. So
yeah,
there's going to have to be a happy medium for the players to sign off.
And one of the larger issues is when we were talking about the steroid scandal back in the day, it was, okay, well, then what happens when this starts? If you don't do anything, it just trickles down where a young high school kid is like, the only way I get to the majors is if I look like every Major League Baseball player. Is there a feeling like this could happen too, where a young kid in Double A is like, I need a spin rate if I'm ever going to get promoted, so here's my spider tack hat?
Oh, for sure. I think that is probably closer to what the reality is now than it is a concern in the future. I think that that's something that you have to worry about in a case like this. And it's different than the steroids, just in that it's something that you can clean up, sort of. It's something that if Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball say, hey, we're going to enforce this, that takes it out of the player's hands fairly quickly. But, you know, it's definitely something where you look at guys like Bauer and Cole and sort of wonder, why do you need this? You know, you guys are the good ones. And it's sort of more understandable in those 4A guys, those guys that are just trying to get from AAA to the majors or AA to AAA. And, you know, why wouldn't you do this? You know, the ethical payoff of feeling like you didn't cheat by not using stuff that really sort of is prohibited but isn't really prohibited by any enforcement, you know, what's the payoff there? So I guess, you know, it's a game where that has always sort of incentivized getting an edge wherever you can find it. And by not enforcing this for years, they've sort of said, hey, go as far as you can with this. And I think that often we hear more from the high-profile stars who probably didn't need that extra edge, but the people who are really affected in terms of livelihoods are the guys who were, you know, next man up and lost out to a guy who was using this stuff well, or who were next man up and said, hey, I need this, and all of a sudden are, you know, consistent major leaguers.
Chelsea James joins us on our Progressive Guest Line from the Washington Post. We talk Major League Baseball. You kind of touched on it a little bit, but is it okay to be a little cynical in Major League Baseball to say, you know, there was a time where you ignored steroids because you loved the home runs, and now you're all over this because you also love the home runs? Is there a little bit of truth to that maybe this is more about what the game is presenting the public than sort of an integrity issue?
I think it's always more about that than integrity. You know, whether putting sticky stuff on the ball is, you know, a question of integrity, you'd have to look back at certain Hall of Famers over the years, Gaylord Perry being the main one, and say, you know, what's that guy doing? So I think it's always sort of more about the moment and the circumstances than it is integrity. And I think in this case, you know, Major League Baseball deadens the baseball before this year. They admitted that. And suddenly offense is plummeting. And now, you know, everyone's saying we need to correct this imbalance. And what's the quickest and easiest way to do that? It's to police something on the field. You know, you can't suddenly implement these rule changes they're trying in the minors. You can't all of a sudden move the mound back, but you can all of a sudden say, we're going to take that hat from you so you can't have that extra advantage. And I think that that's part of it. I also think from a player's perspective, they see it as even more sinister. They look at this and say, look, we're coming up on a collective bargaining year, you know, this winter. It was already going to be contentious. And now you're blaming us for this problem, you know, that you didn't enforce, that you never sort of told us was a problem. So I think from the player's perspective, it's really sown some more distrust there, because they see it as a tactic to sort of discredit them and set hitters against pitchers and things like that. So, yeah, it's definitely a huge issue, and it's one that I think is 100% circumstantial rather than any sort of ethical concerns on the part of Major League Baseball.
Is this on the level of, in terms of fans, the way they view this, like, you know, big deal, small deal? You know, the Astros went through their sign stealing scandal and they're getting booed everywhere, and people like to have sort of an issue with that. Could we be seeing a lot of pitchers be, you know, sort of mentioned in this conversation, and then they get a little stained because they were caught using this stuff, and it becomes one, yet another Major League Baseball cheating issue that the fans have to deal with?
I think that'll be interesting to watch. I think that if, for example, Gerrit Cole, with more scrutiny on him than anyone the other day, threw a great game. I mean, he looked fine. His spin rate was a little bit down, but the cameras were watching his every move and talking about it the whole time after his press conference, and he pitched great. You know, if this is something sort of unlike steroids that you can start policing and then see what happens. You know, if Trevor Bauer is terrible, you know, once they start policing this, then that changes your opinion of Trevor Bauer. But if Gerrit Cole is pretty much just as good, you know, I think that, you know, these people are going to have the opportunity to prove that they really didn't need it, or that they weren't using it to get that much of an advantage and really were just trying to get some grip. So, you know, I think I don't see it as on the level of the sign stealing. Certainly, I don't feel it is the level of steroids. I think that it's, you know, no one's denying it. I think you're hearing managers, players, you know, coaches say, no, everyone uses this. We all use this. I mean, Louis Rojas, the manager of the Mets the other day, was like, yeah, I use pine tar to throw BP so I don't hit people. Like, sure. I don't think that within the game it's looked at as this huge scourge. I think the frustration on the part of sort of everyone is the idea that all of a sudden this is a problem, right? And I think that that's created a few villains. But unlike steroids, I think those villains, whether it's Cole and Bauer, you know, they're going to have a chance to show that they didn't need it in the first place. And I think that, you know, certainly in the case of Cole and potentially in the case of Bauer, they're going to be able to do that.
Chelsea, great stuff. Really good insight in this issue. I know it can be a little complicated for some of the average fans to follow exactly what's going on. Magnificent work helping us sort of dissect all the issues. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Chelsea Janz, Washington Post. She really did a great job on that. I even learned a lot about that. And I've been reading on this for 3 days. So that's our Progressive Guest Line. Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. We'll dissect a couple of things that you mentioned on the severity of this, which may not be a lot, but that's coming up next on Wake Up Call.